Let's start by first taking a few breaths into your belly and exhaling a little bit longer than the inhale, like a sigh. So breathing in a few breaths into the belly, in and exhale. Few breaths in and out. Remember, we're telling the brain that all's calm down here, we're safe when we breathe into our belly, and our exhale is longer than the inhale, activating the parasympathetic nervous system. So a few more breaths in and out. In and out. And just noticing if there's any change in your body after you've done that. Not judging it if it hasn't, just noticing. And I want you to continue to take those breaths, just with the exhale slightly longer than the inhale. And as you do it, I want you to notice something. Let's start by noticing something on the bus you can see. And when the brain tries to judge that thing, see if you can let go of that, but just notice it. Notice its qualities. You might see another person, and you might notice the light shining on their hair. So what you want to do is just notice light, trying not to go with the mind whether that's good or bad, but just noticing what it is. So as you continue to breathe into your belly, I want you to start to notice things around you. And when you switch to noticing another thing, make that a decision that you make. I'm going to put my attention here now. We're noticing physical qualities of what we're looking at. While continuing to breathe into the belly and slowing it down if you can. Breathing in and out. And now perhaps notice how some of the sensations in your body. Your feet might be cold, you might want to notice the feeling of cold in your toes. You might want to notice the pressure of your bottom on the chair or your hand on the rail if you're holding on. But I want you to bring your attention as you breathe onto the sensations in your body. Once again, choose one. Really notice it. Notice the sensations. And when you're ready, choose something else. And if your mind wanders away into worries, fantasies, or planning for the day, notice that and bring your attention back to what you are feeling. And now, just allow your breath to go back to its normal rhythm. Not controlling it. If it wants to breathe more deeply, that's okay. Just watch what it wants to do. Just allowing it to be how it is. And as you do, just notice the movement in your nostrils as you breathe in. Bring a curiosity to that. Bringing a curiosity and noticing an acceptance of how it is. And now focusing your attention on the movement of your belly as you breathe in and out, still allowing it to be how it is, naturally, without judgment, just noticing. Now, as you notice the breath, I want you to also notice any thoughts you have and any images, mental images that come up in your mind. So, when your attention gets taken away from noticing the breath, maybe you can notice where your mind went. And in doing so, we're trying to cultivate a more of an objective stance towards our own thoughts. So bringing your attention to the breath, but when you find it moves on to something else or it notices something else, whether that's a thought or an image, something you see, a noise, notice that. Notice that as something that's going on in your body, through your senses or in your mind. And bring it back. Bring your attention back to the breath afterwards. And every time that you notice your attention's gone from your breath, and you label that, whether that be thinking, seeing, judging, every time you notice it and bring it back to the breath, so we're continuing just to notice for a few more breaths. And now, deciding to put an end to this, you can resume thinking, planning, listening to music, or whatever you'd prefer to be doing right now. Well done.